Airport, a novel by Arthur Haley. Copyright 1968 by Arthur Haley Limited. From traffic control to customs hall, from the airport manager's office to layover apartments in stewardess row, the rooms are filled with men and women whose private pressures and passions match the fury of the blizzards and sweeps across the runway outside. For 7 hours of suspense and blocked runway suicide pickets, an aerial stowaway, pregnancy smuggling, mass demonstrations, and a psychotic with his homemade bomb built to a nail-biting climax. Oh, I have sleeped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter's silvered wings. From High Flight by John Gillespie McGee Jr., 1922 to 1941. Sometimes Flight Lieutenant, Royal Canadian Air Force. Part 1. 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Chapter 1. At 6:30 on a Friday evening in January, Lincoln International Airport, Illinois, was functioning, though with difficulty. The airport was reeling, as was the entire Midwestern United States, from the meanest, roughest winter storm in half a dozen years. The storm had lasted 3 days. Now, like pestles on a battered, weakened body, troubled spots were erupting steadily. A United Airlines food truck, loaded with 200 dinners, was lost and presumably snowbound somewhere on the airport perimeter. A search for the truck, in driving snow and darkness, had so far failed to locate either the missing vehicle or its driver. United's flight 111, a non-stop DC-8 for Los Angeles, which the food truck was to service, was already several hours behind schedule. The food snafu would make it later still. Similar delays, for varying reasons, were affecting at least 100 flights of 20 other airlines using Lincoln International. Out on the airfield, runway 30 was out of use, blocked by an Aero-Mexican jet, a Boeing 707, its wheels deeply mired in waterlogged ground beneath snow, near the runway's edge. 2 hours of intensive effort had failed to get the big jet moved. Now, Aero-Mexican, having exhausted its own local resources, had appealed to TWA for help, Transworld Airways. Air traffic control, hampered by the loss of runway 30, had instituted flow control procedures limiting the volume of incoming traffic from adjoining air route centers at Minneapolis, Cleveland, Kansas City, Indianapolis.